Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, the Global Philosopher. Is yes, and I'm Shemaz Red, and around the table of reason, and that's what this is what I have my mind on, you know, so that, you know, we can have continued have continued view of the thoughts we are to cherish. Thinking that the life we experience is one that is enormous in what entails life as a whole. So therefore, my intent is to keep on thinking the things that gives me continuing interest to discover more and more things that I have not been knowing. What it is going to take to keep me nourishing the thoughts that will take me to where I would like to go. I'm late today, and I'm sorry for being late. However, I want to know that all is well. And I am on to, and the reason why I am on to talk is because there is valuable things to talk about. Things that will change the inner core of people, of a mentality that is uncivilized, a mentality that is regressive, deluded, and off the orbital range. I want to be in the range. I want to be thinking about the right thing, because there's a lot of historic things above and below have everything to gain when we know these things. It will energize us and really gives us the knowledge and to have the kind of supportive interest into what we are to know and keep ourselves living on those things that we know, you know, until we are dead. So right now, it's not going to pay me any dividend at all to think outside of the orbital range, you know, because we have rain fall, we hear the thunder roll, and we have warm weather and cool weather and stuff. And it is not anybody that is causing these things to exist. So you can see where I'm coming from. I want to rest 100% on those things really gives me mental and physical life that is caused by none of us as human, in the human entity. We don't make anything. We don't cause anything cosmologically to happen. So I rest my mind in those things. And I know sometimes I feel bad, feel real, real bad. And then that feelings and thought, it go away. And it never fails. I will come back to that feeling that I love to feel. All right. Well, if you understand what I'm saying, you have to dwell upon the things that put your mind in the state where you feel the way you want to feel. If you want to feel negative and wrong, too bad, because that's not the way to feel. It's to find out ways to live your life that even when you have a lot of things going wrong in your life, if you can think well enough and stop following the kind of feelings that you never can come to to that state of mind that gives you control, positive control. Well, you're never going to know the substance and the energy of life because you're not thinking right. If you have to start thinking right and get to know the way you ought to think to have control over your life. A lot of people don't know what it is to want the right control over their life. And, give you another 10 or 15 years and you go on like that and you will never taste the sweetness for you to think, to develop. Baruch Spinoza says, your mind must be first sober. You should know what the word sober means. But he reminds us. And those of us, there are quite a few people who understand that you have to first begin to think properly before things go right for you. And if you have to feel like you want to destroy people all the time, well, you got the same thing going to come to you. You're destroying other people. You shouldn't be living your life like that. Like these white people, all they do is aim at stealing everything other people have. And once they have it, that's theirs. My friends, listen to me. Whether you're poor or you're rich, money don't buy wisdom. Money don't buy you good thoughts. Spirit inside of us has to be telling us, good things. And there are a lot of people that give heed to what their brain tells them. A lot of people, they don't know that their brain is what tell them good things. So, and if you don't take good things from your brain is going to tell you bad things because you putting the bad things in your brain. You didn't want your brain to tell you good things. So you feel like it's okay to be violent and destroy other people, take away what they have, always trying to steal from other people. That's what your brain begins to do now because you don't want anything else. And that's the thing about modern man. If you're African, ethnic people, you know that you are not a modern person. Separate yourself from white people. You see, because they are the deceivers. They are the demon possessed. And all they want to do, change the mind of the African hybrid people. And they have done a lot in doing so. Because there's hardly anybody who don't believe in the Bible. There came a time when I realized that the Bible was not something for us to The Bible is not something for us to believe in. You know what I mean? No, we are not. We are not to believe things that keeps us into the lower earthly realm of thinking. Anything about your body that you indulge in is never a good thing. you must first be spiritually sound before things begin to work for you. Yes. And so, my friends, she's coming. Wow. Yes. And so, my friends, I'm telling you that in as much as I know that I am weak, but there is strength for me. And if I continue to think the right way, whereas the good spirit can make a good character of me, that's what I want. Because this life doesn't last forever. And if it did last forever, so much the more. I want a state of mind to make me live forever and enjoy every bit of it. So for the little time that I am expected to last, I don't want to waste any of it at all, because it don't value me anything if I go that route. The route I'm going right now, I'm going to maximize the best I can be. And so then, since I'm late, I want to just go right into the segment that it is time that I bring it to you. Why Elohim imperial law? Perikle. Why Elohim imperial law for solar calendar? Establishment. Right? Why the Elohim empirical law for solar calendar establishment? Paradigm is abolished. Now, I am very sure that there are a lot of people who don't have a realization of what I have just read. Many people may know about Elohim and maybe do not understand enough about the Elohim, and therefore what I'm saying will become strange, because much of my earlier years I didn't understand much of what is going on in the world, you know, and things that are critical for the adult African ethnic civilized people to know, we don't know them. And we have these white people who program us every day to live after hypocrisy, nonsense, falsehood, run past the time of sobriety into the world of fairy tale. And that's what we're living off right now. And it is very it's a bad situation to look at the world around you, and you really don't understand the issues that is in our talking world. You see, we don't know much about our beginning as human beings. and we don't know where we are. And therefore, we can only imagine what the future will be. And when we know so little about the origin, it is not likely that we will think of a future that is civilized. I am saying because our life doesn't value what we think it is. You know, when in church, there is the teaching about Adam and Eve in a garden and how mankind was created, right? And I believe those things wholeheartedly. When it came time when I begin to read and understand certain knowledge about the world from a historic point of view, it was difficult for me to grasp it. There was a point where I can't handle that, you know. There was a time I can't handle that. You know, I wasn't able to handle that because my mind is already set up on some line of concept that I had digested for lack of no contrast. And so there was nothing to do besides just believe these Bible things. Now, it amazes me to come and find out what white people have been doing, and that it is white people that established the church. And how I come to find out, I find out these things by reading, you know, and making observation. AD Anno Domini, if you don't know the difference between BC and AD Anno Domini, you know what? You really don't know what's going on at all. Because it is a basis on which all of your life is affected. And if you don't know what BC era is, you are not too far from lower animals. Though you may be a person of hybrid blood, but your mind is gone because of white people Bible. And you think that the way the world is set up, right? And you don't have contrasting view of any knowledge to route your mind, let's say, in a way that you can see something different and something that make more sense, right? All right. And so I am looking at what is going on the planet. I mean, the fact that I didn't know about what's going on, and now I am having the knowledge of what's going on. It does something to me. It does something to me. And I wouldn't say it is a negative thing. I'm hearing my lords, they, you know, rolling some thunder. I like that. You know, it is very soothing to me to hear the thunder roll, because you know what? It still is some kind of mysterious to me. You know, like, what is up there in the cloud that's doing that? And you don't see, you don't hear thunder roll until clouds are hanging over your head. You hear that?
Yeah, and you wonder, what could be making that type of sound? You know what I mean? And all I know from what I have read now that we have, a biosphere. We have, you know, a lot of serious things going on the planet from below and above. And all I have to do is adore it, really, to adore the firmament and the earth itself. That's all I want. I don't want to tangle up with no human being and no nonsense. If you ask me, you know, children and a wife for me is all right. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't, I don't want no whole bunch of nonsense in my life. I want my life to be clean as long as I am alive. And, you know, I don't want to deal with what people are interested in. I want to read and know, where am I to put my energy, my thoughts? You know what I mean? I want to put my mind into, you know, that cloud up there. And, you know, why that kind of sound is made? Because, mark you, a lot of us have flown in planes, right? And, you know, when you're up there and there are clouds, you know, you're flying above a certain patch of clouds. And, you know, planes stay away from lightning and thunder, right? Because it can be dangerous. They can get hit with lightning, and that is the end of that flight. You know what I mean? All right. So what I'm trying to say is that my interest in the sound, in the thunder, it draws my attention to observe what is really causing the sound in the clouds. You know what I mean? Because the next thing is that this cloud dissipate and gone, and you see pure blue skies. So something is going on, and we don't have anything that, to kind of understand what's going on or what science would tell you. I have learned now to only follow ancient prehistory and not, you know, them something you will go on Google and go question these folks who have nothing but, you know, they may tell you little something that is true, but you cannot rely on them, because these are what you call modern time human being talking to you. You see, and they are church people. You see, and they have taken up our space. Yeah, they have taken up our space, and we are now pretty much
under we are under their control, the control of what they think life should be. These sodomites, white people, you imagine that? These are the beginning of civilized sorrow. But they take over things like they are the civilized people. You got to be kidding me. Listen, if we don't talk about government jurisdiction, we are far from seeing daylight. If we don't know what is government jurisdiction, and you think white people have government jurisdiction, if you're not able to go into the World History textbook and say, show me where in this World History textbook where your government come from. If you can't do that, you're dead. So who you see going to a courthouse today in America and wrestling with judges over jurisdiction? And I'm talking about, like, if you live in a certain part, a certain city, and, you know, you need to, like, go to a different location of a courthouse. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not the context of jurisdiction I'm talking about. I'm talking, like, one country versus the other country. Like you say, Europe versus America. Now, how did we come to be on the moon calendar? Europe moon calendar. How did we come to be on the moon calendar? And nobody at all is saying anything about that. They come here and all of a sudden, you know, you're on the AD Anadamani moon calendar. Really? Calendar that we have been under 200,000 years ago, coming right on to where we are right now. You no longer underneath that. Since when these sodomite white people are able to make up real government into our jurisdiction? That's what I'm saying. Academically speaking, is that possible for these white people who were, of course, origin of hate? What we call it, the name? Hominid species. How they become government. And nobody is able to, like, they're not telling us, and who is telling us the history textbook? But if you don't know that it is in the World History textbook, you're not going to find it. So you will be only staring at these people and really don't know how your world, your human world, is composed. Anybody can get up and rule you like that. You see what I mean? But if you get to read and know, it's a power deal like the lightning and the thunder. Nobody don't want no part of you, because yeah, the way the world is set up right now, what is the problem is for too long, since sodomite and civilized way of life take a hold on our planet. Happens that we are not it happened so long. However, it happened long ago, since white people
came about with political rule about 2600 years ago. That was before the church was established. It was still in the BCE time. Right? And we are coming far long ago, 200,000 years under BCE era, polytheism era. When did the church came in? This is what I'm trying to say to you. It is so long now, if we are to talk about human beginning, who wants to talk about human beginning? Because now is not the time, according to the society we are in, to talk about human origin. Nobody don't want to hear nothing about that. Why? Who? The world got spoiled. Why certain people are not interested in human beginning, the origin, the first ancestor of ape human beginning. Nobody don't want to hear nothing about that because it ain't pay no bills to know about that. You know, it's, you know, so you talk about human beings don't care about the past because they're not contributing anything to the present in the context of what are you doing to make life what it is, except, you know, work in a coal mine or work, you know, into the mechanic shop or something, or, you know, make computers, a bunch of other things that, you know, more people develop and a big number in the world, you need food, and money is one of the things that we depend on, yeah? If you don't have money, your life, you know, run dry, you don't, you know, you're not in good shape. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, that there is a spoiling of civilization. Civilization, as far as I see, is usurped. Civilization is usurped by these sodomite folks. And it's simply because we run out of the truth. Nobody's talking the truth in the jurisdiction of the human race. Who is under what jurisdiction? How do you get white people to be under legal jurisdiction in America? If you're going to say, go to the beginning of the hominin species. How do you think the white people that we know today want to talk about that? They do not want to talk about that. And why they do not want to talk about that? Do you know? Do you have any idea why? White people don't want to talk about the beginning of their origin because they don't have anything to gain right now to talk about that. Now, if you talk about the hybrid polytheism people, that's a different ball of wax. They ain't going to like shun and go out with no foolishness about that. They can easily talk about their origin. Because it's a more positive story. But white people don't have a origin to be to feel proud about. It's not going to offer them anything in their context positive. It is something, it's a no-no. Don't bring it up. Don't talk about it. And they're going to find maybe like a few hundred ways to duck and to deny their origin. When you talk about they being a government, how did they become a government? Now, if you don't read and know, you can't laugh like me about this. You know what I mean? And you just know why people are ruling. You don't have no idea why. And look, I'm telling you the truth. I'm laughing because not that other people don't know like I do. You know, I would be crazy if that was the reason. The reason why I am laughing is because I now know. Right? So that's something to laugh about now. But what I know that happened before I read and find out, well, you know, I think I have been guided, like from a child, to like the good way of life. And although I grew up in the church with my parents as Christians and didn't really understand the world, I was encouraged to try to live a pure and a clean life. Right now, I'm thinking of being used to destroy sodomy. Totally. I mean, what they call this word? Sterile. That's right. Our civilized world must get rid of sodomy, white people. This is not a joke. Because I have some legal understanding of the way, let's say, the way the Western world, the sodomite, A.D. and Adamany, they have courthouses and stuff like that. I understand not just Western romantic law, right? These white people law is basically first purpose that it serves is that these white men are able to dominate African countries and steal everything they want. That is what the government that they have is based on. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? You are not able to talk what I am saying because what place are going to accommodate you talking it? I have the knowledge it takes to talk about this. Okay? White people feel like America is theirs. Okay? But what kind of culture people are there? All right, what do they read in the World History textbook to show you? How badly off white people is, far off from being civilized. No, the read now? Oh, you can't tell them that they are not civilized. With all of these churches that they have, you know, Jesus Christ, now A.D. Anno Domini, it's Jesus era now. All of the, what you call it now, the fear kids that these white people bring into society in the Western world, you can't tell them that they're wrong because too many of us have been drawn into it and believe it. Believe, oh, you talk about, you have a companion, a man. I talk about man and man companion now because That is not in the context of civilized thinking. But we're talking about the Adam and Eve model of male and female. You know, that's what in civility counts. It's not AD on a domino. But these folks have been accustomed to the fear kid that they introduce, you know, and at a stage when it should be opposed and rejected. No, it received warm acceptance, Jesus Christ. And even when, you know, we are getting slam dunk over these sodomites that run after us after we left Africa and come and establish ourselves, they run after us and come figure up a way like AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord and make up a Jesus Christ. They must make up a whole bunch of Jesus Christ before they now find one to stick. And the one to stick don't stick, but they make it stick anyway. It means that what these white people do with our folks as we left Africa was interbreed, rape a lot of our people and get children by them. That's what happened. That's why we turn idiots. Okay? And the white people become the one who rule us and talk all kind of unanswered story, and we believe it and say, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And we've gone gone into the upper room, you know, Pentecost, you know, and these fewer people first received the Holy Ghost. These faggot white people. When you think that we believe those things in the Bible for so long, what turning back do you expect? Because whether or not it is true or was true, these white people now, since they are not civilized born people, they have no way now than to, if you've been hearing something all the time, until all the time frequent repetitious lies that somebody's telling, and you don't have any reason to think otherwise, you will start thinking it is true. Well, that's the thing with these white people when they say America is their country. They shouldn't be here in the first place. They come and kill, and the African people don't make nothing of their killing us. When I read documents that tell about how these folks kill us, and it's not just the little member, not the members of the masses of the white people in America we're talking about. We're talking about those up there in the federal administration, that where they say they have a government. Three section of the government, right? You have judiciary, you have the Senate, and right, the Senate, they make laws, right? And then you have the court. And there's another section. I don't remember them now. But what I'm trying to say to you, now we are able to find out the significance, speech, and why people who cannot speak verbally, they have to live a certain kind of way. Now, those can read sign language and stuff like that. They do that. But you can only use sign language to people who know sign language. However, language put with your cognition is a combination, is a serious combination. Now, when we think now of what the world is and who comprise government today, and you look at the beginning of humanity and the first species of human being and the second species of human being, and who is ruling, who is supposed, when civilization come to the earth, these white people are not who brought civilization. Because when they leave Africa and go up into Europe, they were making stone tools. They were lighting a fire, yes. But that's all over almost 3 million years that they were exposed to. If you have a biological body as a creature and stuff like that, look, how long it take you to talk. You know, there is no way these white people born or evolved as ape-like humans and last their ancestors, you know, they have, subgroup for millions of years, and they never talk. And then 1 million and a half years pass now since they left Africa and go up into Europe. How do they talk in that 1 million and a half years up there in Europe and find other species to wrongly interfere with them and become the most notorious sexual predator, these white people? And they are, beside all of that, disturbing, faggot, homosexual, put on top of that. And they become the leader of the world government leader? United Nations? You don't see something wrong with that? Something wrong with that. If you can't see, well, you just can't see it. But you don't need, you know, nobody to whip you over that. Because look, all of us soon dead. But before we are dead, you know, we should have the essence of life. And the essence of life is not for, you know, white people who come from that kind of a origin. And now civilization lights are out. And there's no place in the world history textbook to show that these are product able to run a world. So what happened to them, why they even are able to attempt doing this? They're not doing a good job. And for the African people to conclude that this is their government, they don't have any inalienable rights by any page in the U.S. Constitution. 14th Amendment. It's just there for sham. These white people don't really, how many times have they would even make you vote, right? And many other things that they would not, in the earlier times especially, they would make you do it. You see, they lynch you and hang you up in a tree and make the white people them go there and look up at you. Yeah, KKK and the Jim Crow law and all this kind of stuff, right? Now, how African people could come to a conclusion that this is a government they have? How come? It means something went wrong. And then it so happened that their action is able to go without notice. Nobody noticed that these people changed from being Cape Face Man of Kenya to now look like human beings. Nobody say, wait, what happened? Nobody say, what happened? Whilst they fill up the world with all kind of literature to like make it seem like the world continue and nothing bad happened. But if you read in the timeline of civilization, you will see and know who are Cro-Magnon talking people. How any talking people come up in the world after 200,000 years of African creation in South Africa? Where this hominid white people in Africa, how did they change their features over that period of time? And what was happening to the Western world all those times? There was nobody here. Why these Europeans never come into the Western world a long time ago? Now, you know, they couldn't talk. They mute. They make stone tools. How they did shed all of that impairment and become all of what they are right now. That we have lost kingship government. Kingship in Sumerian is the first civilized law of humanity. And when the imperial color, what you call it now, it's this portion I want to like tell you about here. There we have emergence of civilization. You know what I mean? We have the emergence of civilization. What do you make of the emergence of civilization? You don't make nothing of the emergence of civilization. We have the emergence of civilization. And what I am trying to get out to you is that white people in the Neolithic Revolution, the rise of civilization, you don't have nothing you read from here, Neolithic Revolution. When you read this, you only see where these sodomites begin to edit this book and fill in themselves. And they don't identify themselves for who they are as white hominid. They do not. When you're going to hear something like a heading that says, consequences of Neolithic revolution, who's causing consequence here? These, by now, after 509 BC, everything went AWOL in the world with these sodomite white people. Because they start to talk. What I'm trying to tell you, language and faculty is a powerful, powerful connection. These white people you're seeing here carrying on and carrying on, they are not ordained by nature at all. They were not ordained by nature to be human being like they look. No, you can't say, I shouldn't say that. When it is written in the World History textbook, officially, they were the Southern apes, the flat-faced man of Kenya. It is established historically that these white people, their ancestry, developed in Africa since millions of years. So, jurisdiction, who set up government, by the way? It's not them. Because if they were going to set up government, it would have to be that they were civilized enough to do those things. When were they civilized to do those things? They make stone tools, and that's all the history gives you. Where they should be making changes, oh no, who saw them? Who saw these white people? The history is showing you that it is the hybrid people that spread civilization, not Europe white people. So where they are ducking at, we're not seeing. We're they are ducking at and causes their blood to get into our system and destroy our cerebellum. Today, we can read and so capable of controlling the world with the kingship. That is all the government there is. But they now, these sodomites, they say, yo, they don't want that kind of world. They want a different world. And they feel like, oh, get an opportunity, they're going to take control. And that's what we are looking at. What I'm trying to tell you, who we have here and talking about government, they are not even real human beings, white people. Because the way they start to look like human beings is a crime that they committed with the Neanderthals, who are the sapien species. You see what I mean? Is violent attack, sexual attack, they do, and command the Neanderthals to go interbreed with them for some 18,000 years, okay? And then they talk about they go and extinct. Now, the way I see it, they kill and destroy and put to silence or put out of view the Neanderthals whilst they now get a renewed form of themselves that don't look like monkeys anymore. This is the world that we're looking at. So when you see these white people articulate and very, very wise, you will have to really take a good mental examination to know that these are people who are likely to behave like they are highly intelligent and yet still criminal. They are murderers. Right? They are able to continue lying about a Jesus Christ and a Adam and Eve in a garden. These same people that you and I are looking on because they are doing certain kind of things that works. You know, it's, you know, civilized things. You know, they understand that. Yeah, but why do they use this military that they have in the United States to do nothing but criminal activity? Can you tell me why? You don't hear them calling out or saying anything that what the government is doing is wrong. You ever hear that they said it was wrong to lynch African people? Now, we didn't go where they are. They come where we are. And now today they talk it into the African people's head with all of the killing and the rest put on us to now accept it. Accept this faggot. Lacking proper humanity and claim they are ruling us. How long you think it's going to last? You know, not unless the God don't care about us at all. That even if we, you know, begin to recognize them, it don't matter. If we are dropped for good, well, these sodomites going to really win everything. But if the gods still rolling the thunder and falling the rain and do stuff like that, if we turn around, I don't see it likely in any kind of way that these white people going to sustain the kind of the level of the level behavior that they began and are sustaining right now. Look, it's bad because these are not people who were supposed to be talking. It is crime they committed against other species. Why they are talking. They were not designed to be on the planet and into civilization. But they go in and get blood that give them kin ability. So that's what they are using. The thing is, they'll never be able to satisfy civilization rule of people, because it's supposed to be orderly people, orderly society, rule over by kingship. They don't even want to deal with the word king, more of a kingship. White people don't want to know about that. Yet still, they don't want to take out the World Literature Textbook and show where they, back in the latter BC era, that they worshiped the gods to. They were feigning, of course. They call themselves Romans. And using the name Romans in the context that it's African. That's what they do. But nobody pays attention to the exploitation of the sodomite hybrid. So they were able to get on doing it until this day. You don't hear nobody because, see, 509 BC was the day when they were put in a position to use political power by a military. Whose military? It was African Roman military. That's the way it is. So what we are doing now, I want to tell you that it's gone too long, too far now, and almost everybody believe it and accept it. And things like going up against them, you can't because they don't know anything. Tell me that. You tell me that. You tell me that. They silenced 3-4 presidents since they began to rule. They silenced 3 presidents. Why did they kill those 3 presidents? These are sewer pit homosexual people. From top to bottom. You know what we're looking at, a federal court and and talk about it with honors. No, that's going down the wrong street with white people. You see what I mean? Because they are fucking ass culture. You see, that's what, see, they come in America and make law. That's sodomite. Marry and make it like a woman and a man marrying each other. That's the way they fit up 2 men, and the 2 men can marry because they need to get the benefits, of couples. Now, they bring in Europe nasty homosexual sodomy and plant it in our jurisdiction, you know? That's what these fucking ass white hominid hate
that's what they have done to us. And nowhere in the history textbook are they found once as a part of civilization. But, oh, they are civilized now with everything that they're doing, because we don't know what they're doing. It comes around to A.D. Anadamani. What is A.D. Anadamani? Fucking foolishness. Okay? These white men, you would think that we would see that men and men is normative culture for Europe. Women don't mean all that much except, oh, they have children and stuff like that, but women don't really mean anything. And the only time you see any sign of Europeans having some appreciation for women is since they begin to, like, invade the African people territory, where civilization is brighter than their faggot type of unseemly ways, and they begin to bend their culture to make it seem like it is civilization. And that's what we are seeing. That's what we're seeing. If you have some kind of a sympathy and think that these white people are here to stay, no, they are not here to stay. A lie. Unless everything I'm reading is a lie. And nobody's going to get that. You know? The truth louder for itself. Lies speak loud too. But I tell you what, when the lies challenge the truth, I know who's going to go down. I know what I'm going to put my money on and bet. These white people are not going to stand up and claim that they are civilized, because an encounter is going to come somewhere and they will not stand up. They cannot stand up, right? And situation is already eroding their stand, because you expect that government is going to behave like government. They cannot behave like government when they are the first criminal on the planet Earth. These white people are the first criminal on Earth. How do you expect them to continue pretend that they are government and care for people? They don't do anything here to show that they care for especially the African people. Because a report today about one of those Mississippi or so say there, where bad water, again, is a problem with 80% of the people, Africans. Okay? If you think that these white people are government, go read the World History textbook, please. Because in it, there is government and emergence of civilization. And they are not recorded into the official World History textbook. Europe is not entered into the World History textbook as a state of civilized people in there. Okay? So if you don't know yet that these sodomite white people don't belong in America, one of many places that they take over, you begin to know right now that it's not true. And they have all the diseases that they're using us. And all the time of what we are talking about, virus, like COVID-9 and 19, you know, I mean, it's gradually, these white people begin to pull these stunts on society, letting go, I mean, these disease virus, and make it seem like it's natural causes. They're doing it. They're doing it because they are not after nothing but money. But I'm going to show you, they don't have any real money. White people don't begin with any origin to have real money. What they're doing is fake. AD Anno Domini is fake. It don't even base upon any real, let's say, anthropology. It don't base upon no anthropology of civilization. None whatsoever. They put up this moon calendar, right? And tie it up to AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. You mean they hang that on Jesus Christ? You don't want that. Jesus Christ is too stink of a basis, because that don't take nothing to overturn. You know, as a bowl of stinking foolishness, Jesus Christ never exists. There's no place in the Bible where Jesus exists. No history where Jesus exists. Okay? And at the rate that our brain is dipped down low, and the biggest lies in the Bible, we don't see it. Oh, my God. And we still listening to these Bible stories that are mucky and stink. Only cover your mind out of believing in what you don't even see. That's the time those things make sense to you. But I tell you, when I hear people talk about Exodus, this and blah, 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 and stuff like that. Now, those things are, they're, you know, off the edge. It doesn't have any edge to civilized things. So now, when I hear those things, it really gets to me. When somebody is preaching those things to hook people on foolishness that don't exist. That's what I believe from a child, 7 years of age, right, until I'm over 60 years of age. It's hard to get out of that stuff. All right. But what I'm trying to tell you, these white people are not civilized, and they are passing themselves as being civilized. These are criminals. They are imposters. I tell you, they were not made and placed on earth for nature to adore them for anything. No, it's what they did for themselves and covering it up. You see, and when will it be when somebody is going to recognize what I'm saying is true? Don't underestimate what I'm saying, because the truth is everywhere to support what I am saying. There is the World History Textbook. There is the Bible to prove no prophecy fulfilled in a Bible about this Messiah Jesus. Not one place talks about Jesus. Well, who write that? Was it Jesus himself? You know, and when did they publish anything about this Jesus in the epistles? 100 years later. You see what I mean? They have enough time to cook up and bring all kind of stories and put it in the Bible. But a man wrote the Passover plot. The author name, U.J. Schoenfield. And in one portion of his book, he wrote this, and said, he said, approaching the historical Jesus no question of his deity arises, since before the paganizing of Jewish belief in the development of Christianity, no authority identified itself. Yes. No authority identified the Messiah with the Logos, the eternal Word of God, or conceived the Messiah to be an incarnation of God. It never did. These sodomites come in with it, and they find out that we don't repel nothing. It's open season on us. The right understanding of Yahshua, what they call Jesus, commences with the realization that he identified himself with the fulfillment of the messianic hope. What is messianic hope? It's not Jesus Christ. He himself were looking for a political leader to be born in their culture, in Palestine. It has nothing to do with AD Anno Domini era. Nothing at all. So Sean Field goes on to say, only on this wise do the traditions about him, mean the Hebrew man in Palestine, that they are today calling him Jesus. After the man is dead, they are using the man pass away image and character as a white Jesus of sodomite. Fearing these white people are. They have nothing of their own because they brought nothing civilized here by themselves. Nothing. So they have nothing to use except pretend like, oh, they love the Lord, you know, and make up this whole bunch of nasty folklore about John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. Now, if you really, your mind is open to read words and understand, you will find out what I'm saying. Because I used to read everything in the Bible and believe it until my eye opened. I see what it is really saying, and it's a whole different ball of wax. Plus, I have, you know, legal knowledge as well. So I understand the way words are, word function, you know, and you can't muddy up everything and let it go, and you don't even know what he's talking about. No, you need to know what he's talking. Otherwise, you're perishing. So it goes on. Only on this wise do the traditions about him become wholly intelligible. You see, so if you're not talking about the Palestinian man they're calling Jesus based on who he is, you're wasting your time. We have to accept the absolute sincerity of him, the Yahshua man. But this does not require us to think of him as omniscient and infallible, like how they may talk about Jesus walk on the Sea of Galilee and all them kind of miracle stuff that they're talking about. That man was not the character of what they're painting about a Jesus in the Bible. So what are Christians holding on to? What are the African people holding on to? You see what I mean? They turn such a fool that if they hear something like what I'm reading here, they're not, their interest is not aroused. Most of them, interest will never be aroused. They'll say, I don't want to hear no more of that. And they look at me as a contentious person. What do I need to be contentious about? The truth versus lies. And these sodomites that come up into the world that should not be here, they can't see that these white people are not supposed to be among in civilization. Because they're no part of civilization. They are mocking and morphing and just jeering us and making the best of what they can get out of us, out of our character. You look and see. When they're talking about Moses and this and that, I mix it up in the Bible. No, look, the time is going to come when they will suffer ejection from our territory. No joke. No joke. They will be ejected in one way or the other from our territory. And they're going to find out at that time. Just as though they kick our people out of our territories, they are going to suffer that and more of what they have done to us. Because who dare them to come where we are and do the kind of stuff they do to us to this very moment? And we are not able to do anything about it because they done fuck our ass long time with their bad, hate blood and destroy our faculty. You can't deny it. You cannot deny it. There are too many things that we are suffering financially and spiritually. And we can't do nothing that these faggot homosexuals are doing to us. Wake up. Okay? When I hear this old bunch of bunk, I know, and look at these people, I know they don't belong among us. And we cannot see. It hurts. Really hurts too much. Now, he goes on to say, we have to accept the absolute sincerity of the Yeshua hybrid man. But this does not require us to think of him as omniscient, like he's everywhere. He doesn't make mistakes. That's different from what they're saying in the Bible about God and Jesus are perfect. The man is saying, no. If you're going to talk about Yeshua man and call him a Jesus, you can't call him a man who is perfect and don't make mistakes. And this is what these white people are doing, using our character to get what they want. With the birth stories of Jesus and of John the Baptist also, we pass directly from the world of sober reality into the world of fairy tale. If you're talking about your Christian and your African hybrid person, you are perishing because your brain is gone. You see, these people, monkey blood, from 100,000 years ago, totally destroy us. The presentation of what takes place does not distinguish at all between the factual and the legendary, and no criteria are provided to enable us to separate the one from the other. So therefore, this Yeshua man of Palestine 200,000 years ago or so, and this Jesus Christ now that they associate on with a cross and all that kind of thing, and they make up all kind of oaks around this Jesus now. Why do they get rid of the name of the man, of the real man that was in this situation? And the situation was, conquest. It's not the kind of sacredness that we are reading in the Bible. You see what I mean? So if you are not able to discern the words that you're reading, you will perish because you go right along with everything. All right. It goes on to say, but approaching both the heroic and the theological intentions of the nativity stories, there is no call whatever to suppose that his arrival in this world of ours was in any way exceptional or attended by any supernatural occurrences. So all them talk about star come to see the baby and stuff. Nothing don't go so. And you read that in Matthew 2 and you will find out. See, as confirmed in this book, nothing don't go so. He says, he was as completely human as every baby, the oldest child, as the oldest child, as we have said, of a Jewish artisan named Joseph and his wife Miriam, Mary. Inheriting his form from their stock, from the mother and father stock, they and is portion of their character, their DNA he got from his mother and father, and disposition that they had. This is telling you, but look, as you can see, we are so dumbed down with these, the blood that these people put in our ancestors, and it passed right on down to us. And you're looking forward for Jesus to return, and Jesus never come the first time in no prophecy at all. My friends, I can only let it out to you like that. Now, let's go around here. I'm running behind. Why Elohim, empirical law for solar calendar establishment, a paradigm abolished, right? So the paradigm of the Elohim empirical law for solar calendar, these people take it and make it into a moon calendar. All right, empirical adjective based on, concerned with, verifiable by observation or experience rather than theory or pure logic. Right? Empirical. Let's go now. They provided considerable imperial evidence to support their argument. So now we are talking about empirical law of the Elohim. It is something in history that is evidence. We're not talking nonsense, but we allow these white people to come and bring Billy Graham out with Jesus Christ, and nothing don't happen in civilization since we are put here on the earth. Nothing happened that suggests any Adam and Eve in a garden was smitten by a talking serpent. The story of talking serpent and the spirit God nobody cannot see. Nobody see any of those things. These white people are writing whatever they want to write and make it up like it is something that exists, that happened. And when we can see that there was no spiritual element to what happened when the Romans overthrew our territory in Palestine, it don't take no old bunch of high knowledge to know that this was a conquest, an invasion by these Sodomites that began first in Europe. When I say Europe, I meant in Rome, Italy. That's where it started, where they shut down the kingship government And from then, we don't see nothing about Africa from then. Why Africa, that was supposed to protect the place, apparently gave up the keys to these sodomites to take out the president, the king of Rome. That's, if you look at the story, that's what happened. Until this day, Africa make no appearance. None of the sub-government in Africa came to the aid of the king of Rome. Lucius Tarquinius, no, nobody, and that's it. Until this day, these sodomites are talking about they're running democracy. You know, and make up everything, and we are left without political protection from kingship government. You don't understand that. When these people barely put us into a 14th Amendment in their constitution, you don't realize that there is a disjointment. There is an unhinged situation that we are in. And what we are doing and claim is government. No, these criminals have us working and doing things and collecting off of us, and say they're collecting taxes and everything off of that. But you don't realize it's not covered under civilized law and order. It's not kingship designed for the African people. These white people don't belong to kingship. They don't belong. They cannot rule kingship. And they know it. They don't want us to get to that point where they have to run. But it's happening. They are going to run. The only problem is, will there be any African people to carry on our kingship government? Will we be in the same kind of situation? Chaos. And so, provide considerable imperial evidence to support their argument. What empirical law these white people have to show for AD Anno Domini? They don't have anything. Because down to the character that they are putting down in there, everything is rely on Jesus. It's a farce. I mean, if you don't know that by now, I might as well, you know, just blow the last breath and go away from here. You know what I mean? You understand what I mean? Now, similar words that goes along with empirical, observed something, not nothing. Jesus is nothing. You don't have evidence Jesus was a person at all. Anywhere in the Bible, it's only talking about Jesus. There's no evidence of Jesus is writing anything. They are presenting it like that, but you will see they're always enhancing what they're writing and filling in for what Jesus never said and what they are writing as Jesus. There's no Jesus. All right? So these words, something that I've been seen, a factual thing, actual, real, verifiable, first hand. I mean, what do we have of Christianity that is first hand? Nothing. But these sodomites are not going to stop until we find out for ourselves. And they cannot go any further with it. But right now, they set up too many things, too many fences around us. And if we don't come right, we will die and fail as well. We're not going to die and fail. Because as long as I am live, I don't have any contender that is ever going to prevail against the truth. I don't have none. And I know that. And they know it too. What is imperial law? Imperial laws are scientific laws that can be proven. All right. First of all, the very foundation that these white people are on cannot be proven by empirically showing and demonstrate that the year of our Lord means Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is a real character. That's not empirical. Jesus is not empirical. God in the Bible is not empirical. None at all. There is no academic consultant affirmation that certifies that the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is empirical law. It don't have no law to govern nobody. Okay? We still retain our jurisdiction of kingship because people decide to walk away carrying out order. That's the election of Judy. We don't have any withdrawal from our kingship and the protection that it has for us politically. So if Africa maintain its stance by removing its service from what the gods in succession gave to them to do for the people of polytheism. It's a sad, sad, sad thing. The point is this. The knowledge of it in one person is going to work wonders because there's a roadblock to them. If one person speak the truth and speak it adequately, fully, they can't stand. Anyhow, it comes to a symposium. These white people will not stand. They are sodomites. They are Omo, WPLG or whatever they call themselves. Yeah, they don't have any place to stay in our territory. It's not theirs. None at all. I do not understand why it went on so long up to now. All right. Let's go on and get to the finish here. So it says, empirical law are scientific laws that can be proven or disproved using observations or experiments according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Opens in new tabs. So, as long as a scientific law can be tested using experiments or observations, it is considered an empirical law because the truth will be proven. You can use the Bible and prove nothing. They say it based on faith and believing what you never see, not at the furthest distance. There is no connection. You're an inch when you're into Bible believing stuff. Number three. Paradigm, example, or pattern of something. A model. There is a new paradigm for public art in this country. A paradigm. Okay? When you have a paradigm thing going on, it is described like this. An example or pattern of something, not nothing. When you're dealing with the Bible, you're dealing with nothing because you are believing in the so-called paradigm of the church. You know, it goes on here to say, similar model, pattern, example, standard, prototype, you know, archetype, ideal. And it goes on, gauge, criterion, and it goes on, paragon, exemplar, and, you know, yes, and all these words are there. It says, a set of linguistic items that form mutually form mutually exclusive choices. In particular, synthetic roles. English determiners from a paradigm. We can say a book or is book, but not a his book. Not a his book. Okay. My friend, I want to thank you for tuning into the program here. Look, there's a little thing left here that I want to read to you, that it's always something that I am calling out to people to get yourself exposed to this. Don't hide in what you assume to be true. Face it. And that is going to do something good for us before we are dead. All right. Earth's International Research Society becomes our newest member. Michael Salinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. That's where these scientists live out there. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. That's extreme, but that's a fact. We have these smart of humans, uncivilized white people, take over everything. All they are about today, you look out there, is about money and clothes and stuff like that. But think about what is real now. What is real is what these white people are fighting against, because they are not interested into real civilization, you know. They only want the goods. Yeah, but they don't want the spirit of civilization. So watch this now. Look at what they're going to try to do. They call themselves name and taking control of what should be civilized. Basis of things. They are ascribing, like scholars, to sodomite like paradigm, like it's real. It's not real. You cannot trust nothing these white people tell you. Okay? And they are presenting themselves as a real paradigm that can be proven. And it's not true. Watch this. Colors, meaning these same modern time Cro-Magnon. Because this is that. I see a nice piece of rainbow outside here. Very nice. But it's just a little piece of it. It doesn't go around. Now, it's probably gone around, but I can't see it. But there's no cloud to show it. All right. So now, yes, these sodomites call themselves scholars. All right. Now, I am not able to see it. Let me see if I can see it. Let's see if I can see it. Okay, all right. I still have it here. Yes. Scholars have told us, which means these sodomite white people, we don't listen to them, the church people, don't listen to them. They have told us that the first civilization on earth emerged in a land called Sumer, some 6,000 years ago. As simple as it may look, they are twisting the paradigm. And just to twist what we perceived about civilization. They are now talk about civilization, you know, just come around 6,000 years ago. And they're not telling you the real truth about this 6,000 years. 6,000 years is in the context of the development of human being after the creation. Creation of the gods in Africa. 6,000 years, you see, which mean counting backward from where we are here today, going back 6,000 year BC, right? So, you know, once you come down to 0 BC, AD comes in when they change the clock. Okay, at the time when they phase out the solar calendar. All right, so they're saying going back 6,000 years ago, that's when civilization starts. And this is not true. Civilization starts with the gods themselves in South Africa. And it is 200,000 years ago now since human being begin to spread civilization, because we were just created 200,000 years ago. Now, these faggot white people come in with their nasty, intruding self into civilization and trying to destroy it. You imagine these white people that you have out there, it doesn't matter what you may think positive about them, this is not the place for them and their positiveness. This is a place of their criminality, where they do a lot of evil things, killing off people they don't have no business doing anything at all, good or bad to. Never need them, but they come here for something, and they say what they come for, but they don't care either what they said now. They're here, and they have guns and bombs and everything like that. Look here. If we don't have anything by way of our identification and worship, adoration to how we were created, then we are not onto anything. And these sodomites who have so much anxiety to do all these kind of things they want to do that has nothing to do with civilization, you are not going to fare well at all. Because these sodomites, they want to kill, and they want to steal, they want to take what you have. And it is on record that's what they are about. And why? Well, I understand, because we are, you know, our brain is, we don't have the use of our brain like we used to in the first 100,000 years that we developed in Africa. But once we get out of Africa and come to the to settle outside of Africa, bad things happen. And that's where these so-called modern man comes in, because they are a part of what happened 100,000 years ago. You see, these Cro-Magnon, because they get our blood and having, you know, talking and having babies and look like human beings. We are having a heck of a problem here. And if we don't get beyond them, they will stay ahead of us. We are to have the power to drive them out with our words, because our words are far more powerful than anything else on planet Earth. You see what I mean? Stuff that's not talking, like a gun you're going to use and shoot people down and stuff like that, it doesn't help no society at all, to ever, right? And we don't need to use a gun to drive these sodomites out. No, we don't. If we can live all this time and don't turn on them with some force, like lethal force, we make these lethal forces too. It's not them. They were making stone too. All right. If we don't turn on them, it's a superior power. It is stupid for us to be, you know, slain by them. But we, as a entity, you have a head, you have a brain, and if you don't use it, well, it don't gonna do you no good. So we are supposed to step up to our responsibility, educate ourselves, have knowledge, and we will get rid of these folks. But as long as we are going around and, you know, begin to look up to them, give us this day our daily bread, it doesn't make any sense. So now, so we're talking about Michael Tellinger, and they're telling us about, civilization just started 6,000 years ago. That's not true. They're not telling the whole truth about this at all. All right. New archaeological, because Tellinger is going to rebut them, and this is the way he does it. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tellinger, Joanne Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case. Like, human civilization just start 6,000 years ago. What happened 6,000 years ago, it was the development of civilization to a higher level of life. 6,000 years, we're writing, and that was coming from South Africa. All of what is happening 6,000 years ago, it's all that were produced in South Africa and come on out here now to Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. It's all our business. Why are these white people dipping and making mischief with our existence? Why? It's because they are talking, like I tell you. They were not supposed to be here talking. They're supposed to be over there, extinct long time now too. But they get our blood and surviving. And that's the reason why they're saying, oh, they're ruling and stuff like that. And you look at these white guys and you can see they don't really care about the African people. But they don't have any reason to care, because Africa run and give them whatever it is, what they want, and sell some of us out to them and give them the key to have money and to do business in the world like they are really a kingship agent. And they're not. And this is what we come to. And if we can't find out, you know, it is, we perish for that. Because it is really hard to find out. How did I get to find out? But by reading and gradually digesting what I read. And I do turn up to have enough sense, enough faculty, and sense of relevance. You know, I can cross-reference real good. And I can tell when there is conflict between two words. So I'm kind of a good, useful, like, little science sense there. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter who. You don't need to surrender to nobody. It's the words that tells you what you do. And if you can't, and just believing something you don't know, you're just a bunch of foolishness. All right? And so we're talking about the truth and what we are to identify as the truth about our life. We don't want these white people into our territory, and the only way we are going to get that done is to stop honoring and believing in their church. If you think the God that created is in your church, it's not true. It's not. That's not what your history, prehistory read. Okay? So if you think that the Bible there has your creation in there, that's not true. Leave it to these fucking asshole white people. Right? Because they are the idiots that's supposed to read that and believe it if they want. We don't want them fucking assholes in our territory. That's all there is to it. They want us to think that it's theirs, it's theirs. No, it never happened. It was never theirs. And they created all the trouble for us. We can reverse the whole thing, and they have no choice but to go back to their cave hole or wherever they sleep where they come from. They can go build up all of what they want because they have all our riches in their pocket now. They can go do whatever they want to do. We don't want them on our territory. Go out into the Sahara Desert. Go raise up something for themselves. But why they have to live among us? You understand me now? They don't care that we are not culture of their fucking asshole. They don't care. Oh, you see? And everywhere we are, that's where they come. Why? Why couldn't they go on their own before we came here? No, they find victim now. People for them to plaster with their blood and destroy us and... They rule over us now. They rule over us now. Well, you know what? No, it's working the other way now. It's going in the other direction, right? And what I am saying is all they have to fight with, because I ain't going out there to fight with nobody. It's the truth that will travel as far as it wants to travel. I'm telling the truth, and I'm saying, no, we don't want no white fucking ass, all culture among us. The gods don't want that. They don't want it. And I'm telling you, get out.